This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The 2004 presidential campaign continues with more caucuses today in Michigan and Washington State. Tomorrow, Sunday, it will be Maine. And on Tuesday, primaries are scheduled in Tennessee and Virginia. Roughly 10% of the delegates needed for the nomination are at stake between now and Tuesday. Five candidates are left standing. There is one front runner, clearly. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us from Nashville, Tennessee. Morning, Scott. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
And a tight schedule over the next few days. Where are the candidates focusing their efforts?
Well, John Kerry has promised to run everywhere. He visited all seven of the states that held primaries or caucuses last Tuesday, and by day's end today, he will have visited all five states voting between now and February 10th. The other candidates, though, are being more selective. John Edwards and Wesley Clark are focusing on Tennessee and Virginia. Howard Dean visited Washington and Michigan this week, but he's now all but conceded Michigan and focusing his hopes on Wisconsin, which held its primary a week from Tuesday.
As you note, Governor Dean says if he does not win in Wisconsin, he intends to leave the race. What have you seen this effect? What sort of effect have you observed on his supporters who have been so energetic for a number of months?
Well, the most diehard Dean supporters continue to contribute large amounts of money to the campaign. When they sent out an email fundraising appeal this week, the donations poured in. But as I do travel around talking to voters, I'm hearing from a lot of former Dean supporters who've switched their allegiance. Mm-hmm. Howard Dean was on a radio talk show yesterday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the state where he's supposedly going to make his stand, and he was asked if he'd accept the vice presidential nomination. When they start asking that, it's a sort of a sign of how far the front runner's fallen.
Help us follow the money, because one of the things that had installed Governor Dean as a clear front runner for a number of months was that he had such a large margin in fundraising. Where's the money going now?
This is a telling example of how to the victor go the spoils. Earlier this week, the Kerry campaign said it had raised $5 million so far this year. $4.5 million of that came in since Kerry won the Iowa caucuses. He added to that total with a New York fundraiser on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Altogether, he's raised more than twice what either John Edwards or Wesley Clark has raised. As I say, though, Howard Dean is sort of the exception to this rule. His campaign has raised about $4 million since Iowa, even though Howard Dean has yet to win a primary contest.
Tennessee and Virginia are voting on Tuesday. And are these states in which Senator Edwards and General Wesley Clark can, and in fact, in expect themselves to do well?
Well, both men would like to position themselves as the number one alternative to John Kerry. Both Senator Edwards and General Clark are from the South, and they're hoping to do well in southern or border states like Tennessee and Virginia. John Kerry, however, is campaigning hard in both states. He is in Nashville this morning. He'll be in Richmond, Virginia later today. He's also the only candidate with the money to run television ads in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Another sign that Senator Kerry's been doing well is that Republicans are starting to attack him by name. You've been traveling with Senator Kerry this week. What kind of attacks, what kind of response?
Well, Senator Kerry is from Massachusetts, and some Republicans would like to cast this as a replay of the 1988 contest between the first George Bush and Michael Dukakis. But there are some differences. Kerry was asked this week about a Massachusetts court ruling on same-sex marriage, and he took the opportunity to say his position is the same as Vice President Dick Cheney's. And then he warned that if the Republicans try to use this as a wedge issue, quote, we'll find out just how political and how craven they are. A Kerry aide said, unlike Dukakis, when the Republicans fight dirty, we're going to fight back.
NPR's Scott Horsley, who's been speaking with us from Nashville, Tennessee, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.